Practice Paper 6, Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts. You're about to hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be spoken twice. Before the first broadcast, you may look at the questions. You may start answering the questions after the first broadcast. Now listen to the first broadcast. Meet the Mona Lisa. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Paris and to the Louvre Museum. I am your guide and my name is Jean Deville. We will start our tour of the museum in this hall, where the Renaissance masterpieces are exhibited. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to present La Gioconda, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, also known as La Gioconda, is one of the most famous paintings in the world. As you can see, there is a huge line of people eager to see it. This scene repeats itself every day. Anyone who comes to Paris considers seeing the Mona Lisa as one of the highlights of their visit. What is the reason for the painting's great renown? To begin, the artist Leonardo da Vinci is a legend. He was not only a genius painter, but also an exceptionally talented architect, engineer, and scientist. He investigated a wide variety of subjects. He studied and drew every aspect of nature and the human anatomy, designed various complex machines, and he even studied how birds fly in order to construct a flying machine. But let's go back to the Mona Lisa and have a better look at it. Leonardo was a master drawer. Each detail in his work, including the body, clothes, and the scenery in the background, is experienced through the way it is drawn. Leonardo carried out endless studies of nature, and indeed, the Mona Lisa is one of the first portraits in the history of art to use nature as a background. Being a scientist, this great artist also invented sfumato, a technique of softening lines and shading colors, which allowed him to paint nature more realistically. Leonardo realized that when we look at the horizon, we don't see the distant objects as clearly as we see those closer at hand. Air, he found out, forms a sort of veil that hangs over and blurs vision. Therefore, he painted the landscape not only smaller, according to the rules of perspective, but also in a blurred manner, leaving the outlines vague. The sfumato effect is evident not only in the countryside, but also on the outlines of the clothing and the curls of the hair, thus imitating the way we actually see them. Another element in the painting, the mysterious smile of the woman portrayed, is no less famous than the blurring technique. For many generations, the enigmatic smile has aroused the curiosity of critics, art historians, psychologists, and writers. Many answers have been given to the question of the woman's identity, and endless interpretations have been offered for her smile, which conceals some sort of mystery. It is this fascination and mystery that, like a magnet, draw people from all over the world to line up in order to get a glimpse of Leonardo's masterpiece. Thank you for your attention. Have a pleasant stay in Paris.